Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
So Justin Bieber canceled his last 14 shows on the tour. He'd been on the road for 16 months, says he's exhausted. His friend Jaden Smith says Justin's doing all right.
And like, honestly, like, he's really just like a brother to me. He will absolutely be okay, and he is okay. And he's totally fine, and I love him. Life is hard, you know? We all go through things. It's really difficult for people like Justin, for me, for all types of people in the limelight. It makes it so much harder that everybody knows about it than the actual situation.
How are you, Jaden Smith?
Yeah, how is
he's
he doing?
He's got purple hair.
Did you ever see his Batman video he did?
Yes, he's a nut.
Yeah. He's artistic.
Well, okay.
He's got purple hair.
They reward bad behavior.
I mean, he did.
You reward somebody showing up like a doofus to your party in a Batman costume. It's ridiculous.
I mean, he does do a lot of crazy stuff, but he says he hopes that the things he does is going to inspire someone.
Inspire who?
I will be a model. I am a model on female Louis Vuitton. I am the first and only. You know what I'm saying? Right. I want to push boundaries. I want to go further. I want to take things further. Even if people are like, he's crazy or whatever. Cool, call me crazy, but some kid in Nebraska is going to do it and he's going to be like, he's not crazy. He's just like one of them Jaden Smith type dudes. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Nebraska.
That poor kid in Nebraska is going to try to pull off some Jaden Smith idiocy.
Yeah, walk around with a white Batman
suit. Not Will Smith's son walking around in Nebraska.
In a leather Louis Vuitton skirt.
What a warped reality Jaden Smith has. He has no reality. Have you ever read some of the interviews he and his sister Willow give?
He thinks we're aliens.
Now, please enlighten me, please.
No, I'm not as enlightened as him. I can't even go there.
Why?
He's going to spout off how he's inspiring. I pray to God my daughter doesn't know who Jaden Smith is.
They're saying he's one of the most influential young people out there right now.
Oh, my gosh.
Influential. Especially in the state of Nebraska.
Yeah, poor Nebraska kids. They don't know what hit them.
Yeah.
Oh, Jaden Smith said it's okay.
Listen, the white Batman.
They got to go to the country store on the weekends to get feed. Showing up in Louis Vuitton.
Oh, I'm getting feed.
It's ridiculous.
That white Batman suit's cooler.
That's ridiculous. Oh. Well, anyway, Justin, back to him, because Jaden Smith got me all fired up now.
Yeah, he did. I love it today. Kelly's on one, y'all.
That's what happens when Alan's out of town now. Old Kelly's
back. That's what it is. Yeah.
Justin's already teasing some new music. Yesterday, he announced on social media he's got a new song called Friends coming with producer Blood Pop.
I love Blood Pop.
Who are these people? Who is Blood Pop? Who is
he works Blood with Pop? That guy, Sis Spray.
Who's coming Blood out Thursday Pop? At noon? It's like they just put words in a bowl, pick out two, smash them together, and that's my name, because we've run out of names. Blood Pop. Ridiculous.
Oh, my God. I like Blood Pop.
Robert's going to come in here.
He's not mad.
You guys want to hear, some strange tweets from Jaden Smith?
Hold on. Kelly's got to get in trouble real quick.
Kelly, you sound like an old woman. Everybody knows who Blood Pop is.
No, we're compiling a list of inspirational Jaden Smith tweets that we'll read here in about 15 minutes.
Thank you.
Can we do it during good news? Because it's good news.
No, we're going to push good news to later in the
show. Let's call Joe's Feed and Seed in Nebraska and get the
Jaden
guy working
some
there
great
and read
tweets,
some
Kelly.
Of Jaden's
You're
going to
love it.
Okay.
They're all idiots.
You okay, Kelly?
All right, Jaden Smith. Uh-huh. Most bizarre tweets coming up, like this one. Oh, most trees are blue.
Oh, my God.
Hold on.
All right. Think about that. It's deep.
Most trees are blue.
His tweets are crazy.
I mean, are we talking about the actual tree?
He might be colorblind, and maybe to him, that's blue.
Green is that right? Is green blue to colorblind people?
I have a friend who can't differentiate between brown and I think everything looks brown to him that's blue.
Shout out.
I think. Yeah. I'm confused right now. I haven't talked to him in a while. It's an ugly divorce.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Kelly, I can't wait to go to work and call my boss, Dr. Wackadoo. Thank you for the new nickname. It's one of the text messages we got. Kelly forgot that my doctor is the same doctor she goes
to.
Yeah,
like,
you call him a
maybe
Wackadoo.
They have a new, I was like, I apologize Dr. for that. I'm just like, I've never heard of this 4-hour blood test, but like I said,
yeah,
I follow that up with maybe there's some newfangled test I have not heard of.
Dr. Wackadoo doing something newfangled?
Some new and improved blood test.
They said the bare minimum for fasting is 4 hours for basic. But if it's something more extensive, like you're a diabetic, then 8 hours would be more preferable. Coming
I've
up.
I've always been told midnight.
I know.
That makes me mad because my appointment sometimes wouldn't be until... No, my appointment because of my job wouldn't be to like 1 o'clock in the afternoon because
long.
They don't take appointments during lunch. Yeah. I'm dying by
That's
1 o'clock,
long,
you know?
It's too long. Coming up in about 20 minutes. We on something, something, something. We on something different. Why don't we have a B-Dubs music hangout with Why Don't We?
Why don't we?
Cool new boy band out there. And if you're wondering how big are these guys going to get, part-time Justin was at the mall with them last week.
Yes, it was crowded, huge, nothing but just girls and moms and dads and puppies, actually, too. People brought their dogs.
Even puppies are fans of Why Don't We?
Just filled this whole mall. They're crazy for it. And afterwards, just they were throwing their gifts on stage, just flowers, teddy bears, candles, all of it.
Could you hear afterwards because of all the screaming, or were your ears a little hurt?
No. Oh, no, 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 no. It went down a couple of levels. Just that.
Yeah.
How loud that they can scream.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I needed some cough drops for myself.
Oh, because you were screaming too or something?
Yeah. No, no. Just my throat was hurting after listening to them.
Okay.
I get it.
I get it, too.
I get it.
We also got your ultimate lunchbox coming up less than 45 minutes away, but we told you. Jaden Smith.
He's son of Will Smith. Will Smith and Jada Pinkett.
Yes. And then you got Jaden.
Uh-huh.
And then you got Willow.
Willow.
And then Will.
And then you got another one.
Look at that.
Trey.
Oh, there's another one?
From a previous relationship.
I didn't know about the third one.
He was with someone before.
He's not Jada's son.
Oh, okay. That's why they didn't get the cool names.
Yeah. Which one was in the one?
Trey is named after his father.
Trey is a cool name. Just so you guys.
Oh, hey, Trey.
Yeah.
Hello. Oh. I know, buddy.
So Will did also name, you know, Jaden and Willow, but Trey is the third.
Trey.
Will's. Yeah, Will Smith.
Oh, wait. He's the third after?
Will Smith.
No, he's young.
Junior.
He's older.
Yeah.
The Nick Trey is a nickname for somebody. You know, there's a senior, junior, and the third. Trey is a nickname for the third.
Oh, that makes
number
sense.
Three.
Or it can be Trip.
And that how you got your name, Trey?
Yes, sir. You're I'm Richard Lewis Peart the third.
Lewis?
A guy named Trip is usually the third as well.
Got it.
Your RL.
Richie Rich.
I sound like a king. It's very royal.
I like that, Trey.
Richie Lou.
So you did a little research for us there, Justin.
Oh, yeah. Some of Jaden Smith's best tweets.
Okay.
Okay.
Give it
because
to me.
He's just so deep
so
on
deep.
Twitter.
Yeah.
Because he said all trees, believe it or not, are blue or something.
Yes.
Very influential.
Well, let me cross that off the list.
Well, we said that in the last break.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
All right. Well, how can mirrors be real if your eyes aren't real?
Yeah.
So your eyes are lies.
Deep.
Or your perception of reality is a lie.
Yeah. Whoa.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, here's another one about trees. Trees are never sad. Look at them every once in a while. They're quite beautiful.
How about the weeping willow?
There you go.
Oh, yes.
Favorite tree.
That's a crying one.
Named after his sad sister.
Isn't that the one where your mom would like tell you to go get a switch?
Well,
like for
be
being
anything.
Bad?
A switch could be anything. Pine tree, mimosa.
What's that book? Is that what you were saying? The Giving Tree? Is that what the book's called?
I don't know.
Is it called The Giving Tree? Never read that book.
It's
The Giving Tree?
It's horrible.
Okay.
I can't read it without sobbing.
Well, now I want to read it.
Don't read it.
Next one. There's no nutrients in our food anymore, in our soil or in our water.
Yeah, that's probably true.
Yeah.
People tell me to smile. I tell them the lack of emotion in my face doesn't mean I'm unhappy. Now I get that one.
Resting bee face.
Because he probably is happy because he rich.
True.
People used to ask me, what do you want to be when you get older? I would say, that's a stupid question. The real question is, what am I now?
Hold on. Let's just take that in. Let it sink in.
My kid's like, I'm four.
I'm a princess.
To say to that?
What am I now? Yeah.
What would you want to be when you're four? I wanted to be a grocery store.
The bagger
who walked
That scanning was cool.
That was cool.
These are tweets by Jaden Smith, everybody.
You can discover everything you need to know about everything by looking at your hands.
Wait a minute, say it again.
You know the whole word.
Hold on, do it again. Say it again, Justin.
Okay, let me look at it and read it. You can discover everything you need to know about everything by looking at your hands.
No.
He's high when he's tweeting us.
What do you think that means, though?
Nothing.
Doesn't mean anything.
Is that like palm reading?
No.
If everybody dropped out of school, we would have a much more intelligent society.
If everyone dropped, don't do that, kids. No. By the way, do not do that. Please keep going to school because we need smart people in this country.
Yeah, I don't agree with that.
I don't agree with that. I got a lot smarter from school.
I don't know. What's more?
Go to school.
Is it better to be street smart or book smart?
Both, but still go to school.
Still be both.
Because I picked up some street smarts at school.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Public school, you know?
You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? Okay. If a cupcake falls far from a tree, how far is it from down? Hashtag Jupiter.
First of all, why is it falling from a tree?
And why do we care about how far it's from Jupiter?
But it's a cupcake. Hashtag?
Is there
he's high.
Tree?
He's high when he did that.
Yeah, that's some good weed.
Did
right
you
there.
Just say hashtag with a question mark?
That's hashtag, yeah.
Okay, what's the next one?
And I don't want you guys to think because I was born in America that I speak and abide by English grammar. I speak Jaden Smith.
Great.
That's true.
And therein
he does.
Lies the problem.
Yeah, yeah, he's high.
Keep
on that
talking
one,
alive.
So those were the best ones I saw.
Okay.
And that all was right. Just in a 5 minute, you know.
Yeah.
Imagine if you dug deeper.
Is he going to write a book with all his deep thoughts?
Oh, I would hope so. They're so deep. I like Jaden and his little cotton candy looking head with the pink.
You like the cotton candy look?
I do. It's nice and pink.
I liked him in, what was that old movie? Pursuit of Happiness.
Wasn't he good in that?
He was
one?
Great in that.
He was tiny.
Yeah, he was like 9.
No, and Karate Kid.
You know what? I
was
heard
he good
was
in
great
that too?
In Karate Kid.
Yes.
I did not see
Karate. And then him and Justin Bieber sang a song at the very end for the credits.
Yep.
That's right. I do
will
remember
never
that now.
Say never. That one?
I think so.
No. That's a good song.
Never say never.
And then Jaden comes in with a cool rap. Oh. Yeah.
See, I think they edit that out for radio play. I don't recall him.
Just in the movie they had it.
Rapping on the radio?
Yeah.
All right, there's your deep... Jaden Smith.
Yeah, well, even though these tweets are weird, I still like him. I still like him.
I mean, they're deep.
See, we can't blame it on fasting because he's been eating.
Yeah.
Can't blame that. No. The song is just really getting into my soul.
These guys are influencers.
I can't get this out of my head.
I can't either. The name of the band is Why Don't We? They stopped by for a B-Dub music hangout. Get to know the guys. Next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Welcome to another B-Dubs Music Hangout. We got a cool band here. You'll finally get to hear them talk. Normally, there's going to be a lot of screaming going on when they go anywhere. Everybody say what's up to Why Don't We?
Hey.
Hello. Hello.
That's
hello.
The screams we are talking about. Right now, they're on the Something Different tour.
Yeah. Yes.
I saw you guys on Logan Paul's video. That's where I first saw you guys.
No way.
Nice. Yeah.
Logan Paul is the homie.
You guys are living out in L.A.?
Awesome.
We are.
In the same neighborhood?
In the same house.
The same house.
In the same house as Logan?
Oh, no. We all live in the same house.
I don't know if we could ever do that.
If
that
we lived in the same house as Logan,
that would be crazy.
That's the breeding ground for a reality show. Are y'all filming that experience?
No.
Oh, no, I wish. Our reality show would be crazy.
That would be crazy.
Our reality show would be
dramatic. Dramatic.
We're going to start.
The most dramatic?
Is that what you say?
The most dramatic. Like, who would be the star of the reality show?
I don't know.
You guys?
I think all of
them. It'd be like a five-way thing. We all have these different,
we're all
like,
the same collaboratively person. Dramatic.
Do you have, like, a house mother?
No,
we don't.
I'm giving you ideas.
I mean, we have me and Dan.
I'm just going to keep taking notes on all this.
You need to have a house
TV.
Mother that house tries mother. Tries to keep you all in line.
We got
and cooks
Eben.
For you.
Oh, we do have Evan. He's like.
Where's Evan?
The house daddy.
There he is.
He is.
Just look
so
for the red hat.
He's a tall dude with a beanie on.
Yeah.
He looks like he can party, though.
Yes.
Oh, he can party.
He can party. Let's go down the roster real quick. Because, moms, these boys' faces will be all over your daughter's bedroom.
Okay.
Just in paper form.
Not in person.
Let's get to know them.
I will be in your daughter's bedroom, I swear.
Daniel, you're a fan favorite of American Idol, 14th season.
Yes.
You were on American Idol.
I was.
Yeah.
Who won that season? That'll help.
I was.
Yeah.
Because there's so many.
I was.
How old were you?
Who was the winner of that season?
Nick,
that would help.
Gradiani.
Okay.
Top 10, so.
And it worked out. Look at
and
you.
And now I'm here.
So. Now you're in a cool
hey,
band.
Happier.
All right, that's Daniel. Now we got Zach.
He's the baby.
He's from here, actually, by the way.
Yeah, Zach's local boy.
I am
boy.
From here. Yes.
We're, so your local. Best friend's sitting in the audience, and we're trying to ask him
he
some secrets.
He actually is, yeah.
Zach, you started on Instagram and doing videos, and you did a song. You covered Stitches by Shawn Mendes.
I did cover Stitches by Shawn Mendes. I was asked to sing it at school, actually, by some girls. I stepped outside, and then, you know, they recorded me singing it, and I got the video from him afterwards. I posted it, and it ended up just blowing up. And that just kind of got my start. I got like 14 million views.
Wow.
It was crazy, you know. So
did anybody ever like pick on your like the guys try to make fun because you could sing and they couldn't?
Oh yeah, yeah, all the time.
How'd you go about it?
You guys have experienced that too.
Sure,
all of us.
So if there's a boy listening in high school who probably has a little talent but he's a little timid to put that forward.
Go for it.
Man. What's the advice?
You better sing.
Yeah. Do it.
Like, be yourself. Who cares? Yeah. You're still going to do your thing.
You know, being popular in high school is only cool until, like, high school ends. And then
exactly. Yeah. Guess what? Everybody moves on and you start fresh.
They'll hit their peak.
Then we got Jonah.
What's up?
Jonah says here, you get the most girls?
That is literally all it says on your bio.
That's what it says in my bio?
No. That is all.
I want to know who wrote that.
I don't know.
So he has the best game.
I like to meet people.
It's like shooting fish in a barrel.
Fish in a barrel.
That's last tour, we were in a gas station. We just stopped at a gas station. We're all back in the van, and we were waiting for Jonah, and we look out the window, and he's just, like, talking to this old dude in the gas station, just, like, having a conversation.
Oh, that dude was so cool. I remember him.
Like, this man talks to everybody.
He knew,
it's crazy.
His whole life story. He's like, yeah, he grew up playing baseball when he turned 11.
that was a cool guy.
We got Corbin.
Yeah.
You started playing the guitar when you were 12.
I did.
You liked to skate.
Yeah. I don't as much anymore. Because I, like, hurt my hip, and now my hip is just, like, permanently injured. Because
you were bombing a hill?
I don't know. It just started hurting one day.
Are you talking about when you just hurt your hip? Or?
No, I did just hurt my hip again.
He bought a boosted board. So have you heard of boosted board?
It's a skateboard that it's motorized.
Yeah,
you
motorized can control it. It's longboard, yeah.
That must be what this guy was. He was going uphill, and I couldn't follow.
Yeah.
I was like, no way. Corbin and I.
Has a motor.
Corbin and I just bought them. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, you got to tell the story.
Yeah, so I was going down a hill right by our house in L.A. I was just heading straight for the bus, straight for Zach. I was about to hit our bus driver, one of our tour managers. It was crazy. And, you know, I thought I had it under control. I was, you know, coming down this hill. I was trying to hit the brakes or whatever.
Trying to, like, flex.
And I thought I was just going to come to a stop right in front of him. So I was just, you know, going straight towards him. And the brakes just were not working. And I was like,
I was scared.
Well, this cannot be good. So I was trying to turn out of the way so I could not slam into the front of the bus. And I hit the brakes some more. But I guess you can't hit the brakes and turn at the same time because the wheels skidded out.
Yeah.
And the board flipped out underneath me, and I just, like, slammed into the side. And not of the bus. I didn't hit the bus.
Yeah.
But I hit, like, the pavement, like, the bushes, and, like, so. I wish someone was filming.
The reality show.
It was crazy because I took, like, three, like, Usain Bolt steps and then hit the pavement. It was, like,
you gotta start filming.
It was the craziest thing ever.
And then Jack.
Yes, sir.
You're a big basketball player.
I love basketball.
Decided to hang up the shoes and go towards entertainment.
I did.
Why?
Short.
I was waiting for it.
Oh, no.
Sorry,
dog. No,
oh, man. Sorry.
By the way.
Wow. Wow. Hey, man.
Jack, this is coming from Big Al Mack, who's never made a basket in his life. Wow. Now that we know the guys, we'll get to know them a little bit more. Do you guys mind singing a song for us real quick?
Oh, let's do it.
Sure. Yes, for sure.
What are we singing?
So this first song, this is off our Only the Beginning EP, first EP we ever came out with. And I hope you enjoy. Ready?
Take the time with me tonight. You should come with me tonight. We can feel it free tonight. Nobody gotta know.
I've been missing, I've been crushing on you all night. I should take you to the moon, that's a long flight. We should chill, me and you, if it's alright.
You should be mine, you should be mine.
I've been trying to find the right way to say to you, I will walk a million miles and find my way to you. There is no one else that ever could compare to you.
Take the time with me tonight. You should come with me tonight. We can feel it free tonight. Nobody gotta know. And if they try to tell us wrong for right, we'll fix it in another life. Cause this is what we on tonight. Nobody gotta know. Nobody gotta know. No. Nobody gotta know. No. Nobody gotta know. No. Nobody gotta know. No. Nobody gotta know.
Sweet.
Thank you guys.
Thanks, guys.
So do you guys have a lot of hairspray in the house?
Yeah. Oh, my God. All right, listen.
Way more than we need.
Lots of product.
I just have curls. I wake up. I'm good.
You're good.
I have three cans of hairspray in my backpack right now.
I thought you were going to say in your hair.
In your backpack.
No, I have three cans of hairspray in my hair. I have three in my backpack. I should get rid of one of them. But
can't. Yeah, that's Corbin
just,
with all the hairspray.
I just been like too lazy. Hey, you never know when one of your four bros is going to need some hairspray.
That is true. However, you guys probably can't.
Excuse. It's all for him.
You can't light candles in the house, can you, with all that hairspray in there?
No.
But it would be an excellent episode for the reality show.
Yeah. If you guys don't have a reality show by the end of this interview,
I think that's what we've learned.
I'm serious.
Hey, when you guys released your album and it went to number one overnight,
yeah.
You guys did you guys sleep at all that night? Or did you guys go to sleep and woke up?
No, we did.
No, actually,
we didn't
there's a story
that.
Behind this. Yeah. So we were asleep. Our manager comes running in. He's like, yo, you guys got to get up.
Yeah, wait, little backstory.
Yeah.
With this EP, we actually, a day before, wanted to just surprise our fans with it. And so a day before, we just posted on Instagram, like, why don't we just drop an EP tomorrow? And that's the name of it. Why don't we just? And yeah, like he said, we fell asleep. You know, thought, you know, maybe we'll wake up to it being in the top 100 or
something. Yeah, we didn't even,
Our manager runs in and he's like, guys, get up. And we're like, huh. No, like, why? He's like, you're number one. We were like, what?
We got him, no way.
That's the best copy.
It was amazing.
Yeah,
Jonah
didn't even drink coffee.
Reality moment.
Kelly, I'm telling you.
You're missing so many opportunities.
Do you guys have at least cameras in your house so you're capturing all these cool moments?
No.
We don't.
We're missing so many moments. The answer is yes, so people don't break in. Just say yes.
We do have cameras.
On the outside, yes.
Yes.
We do.
Yeah, it's very well secure.
Hey, we'd love to hear another song from you guys.
Yeah,
for sure.
Let's hear it.
This is from my favorite EP, Something Different. It's a couple songs off that little mashup, so hope you enjoy.
We are solid. Look at us. We can paint a perfect picture about us. From the end to our future, they follow us. Now we make a thing, it's fiction. They believe it's who, I guess it must be where. I can read your mind. I know what you're thinking. I can spend my time feeling all the reasons. What they know about us doesn't make a difference. And baby, we got us. We are something different. We are solid. Tell me your name. Where are you from? How do you do? What do you like? Tell me your type. Can we be cool? Everything about you, I wanna know. Everything I gotta do, I wanna do. I'm just being honest. I'm not here to waste your time. You can hold my promise. I don't give it away too often. I'm listening, I'm listening. Tell me where, tell me where. I'm listening, what is it? Tell me where, tell me what do I gotta do to be down with you, you, you? What do I gotta do to be down with you, you, you? We on something, something, something. We on something different. We on something, something, something. We on something different. We on something different.
Hey. Woo.
Thank you.
Having a B-Dubs Music Hangout with Why Don't We? Down the line, when you guys got your first paycheck for doing music, what was the first thing you bought? All right, let's go. Jack, what was the first thing you bought when you finally got a little cash?
I think I bought like 5 pairs of shoes.
Are you a sneakerhead?
Not as much as Corbin, but I do like shoes.
What about you, Corbin?
I don't remember, but it might have been a pair of Yeezys.
Are you wearing some now?
Right now? Yeah. But I think it was a pair of Yeezys.
Did you have to go stand in line, or did you have somebody that was able to go get them for you?
Nah, I just got them off a website. I didn't want to wait in line. I was like, nah, I'll just snag them now.
But they're real.
They are real.
Yeah, they're real. They're not the ones from like... Right.
Oh, no, of course not. Of course not.
If they were, we wouldn't judge. I think Kanye would have something to say about it.
I would judge myself if they were.
What about you, Jonah?
I think my big first purchase was the Boosted Board.
The Boosted Board?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're pretty pricey.
They're pretty
right?
sweet, yeah. It's awesome.
I had to buy some Louis Vuitton cologne.
You bought the cologne? Is that
you know,
what you're wearing right now?
Smell matters.
This man Ubered separately, like 20 minutes.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah.
He was so determined.
I was.
You Ubered to go buy it, Zach?
But he smells I had to. Amazing. Let me tell you. I wish you could all.
Hey, thanks, bro.
He smells like Zeus or something.
Thanks, Zeus?
He smells like Zeus.
How do you know what Zeus smells like?
I don't know, but if I could imagine what Zeus smelled like, he would smell like this man right here.
I got it back in my
head. Wow.
You're a Greek god.
Yeah, you smell like a Greek god. I feel like Greek gods smelled like B.O. because they didn't wear anything.
Yeah.
That's what he's saying. Zach, you smell.
Solid point. You
know?
What about you, Daniel?
It's all good.
I bought a drone.
A drone?
I did.
Did you crash it yet?
No. It has sonar. I got the one that has sonar on it, so it actually can't crash. And it can land itself, which is
yeah. Really no, he's serious. Like, you can fly it straight into somebody and, like,
yeah, I tried to hit people before.
We were
yeah, we went. Oh, where were we? The dunes?
Yeah.
Where they like shot in Star Wars? San Diego and.
Yeah, it was like on the way to Phoenix.
Close to like Mexico.
We were like hiked up the dunes in like 110 degree weather. It was horrible, but it was so worth the shot.
And all black.
It was so dope.
You guys aren't wearing all black today. Is that the group attire usually?
It's just kind of happens.
It just happens.
We never plan it.
That was planned.
It's mandatory.
No. No,
really?
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's smart packing, though.
What
you wear
happens
a lot
when
of
Jonah's
black,
like, guys,
matches.
Today I really want to wear pink.
That happens a lot. Funny you would
see,
say
that's
Jonah's
funny,
name.
Actually, because Jonah's always the one where if we're wearing all black, he'll be the one wearing some, like, random
Wait,
color.
I gotta pull this up. On our Instagram, we were at the dunes, and just like you were saying, we all wore black, right?
Uh-huh.
But it wasn't, like, a planned thing where we were all going to wear black.
So we're
I was
all
just
wearing black.
I was just wearing
Jonah's
another
wearing
shirt.
A mustard yellow shirt.
And I'm sorry, is he wearing a shark head?
Yeah.
We're all wearing some weird heads.
Yeah.
I was wearing a panda head.
Yeah, another backstory. We were at Walmart and found these giant, like, animal mask thingies. And we were like, oh, dude, we could be, like, some EDM, like, looking dudes, you know? Like, it was it came out for a dope pick.
Right?
Actually,
still,
don't judge. Yeah.
Actually, every night we put the animal heads on and have a dance party in the back of the bus.
That's life.
So it's crazy.
The name of the band is Why Don't We, currently on the Something Different tour. Everybody give it up for Why Don't
Thank
We.
You.
Thank you.
Very good.
And buy their album, Why Don't We Just.
Hey.
Hey.
It's the Kid Kratic Morning Show.
Back to school.
I'm going to school.
It's time for kids across the country to jump back on the bus.
Oh, that's the Kid Nation school bus pulling up right here.
How about that?
That means pick up that phone and give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
So we can hook you up with the ultimate lunchbox. We're looking for caller number 23 to win this bad boy right here. You get your lunchbox, $400 Visa gift card, and some Tasty Cakes.
Thank you, Tasty
Cakes. Cool, we're doing it all week long. You just heard our interview with Why Don't We. If you want to catch the whole interview, it's going to be up at KidNation.com. A lot of people saying that they sound like Justin Timberlake a little bit, a little Justin Timberlake vibe. JC sounds so in his element with these kids. That's one of the texts we got. Thank you very much.
He was.
We are receiving your texts all morning long. Same phone number, by the way, if you want to write us. And we were talking about the eclipse that's going to happen next week.
Yes.
On Monday,
It's the 21st, I believe.
Yeah.
That's Monday.
That is Monday.
Yep.
Some areas are going to get the full effect. Some are going to get half. Some are going to get 75%. It just depends on where you live. But
some of our listeners are in the direct path.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Mm. I believe Chattanooga is one of the ones that's going to be a full-on effect if you want to see that one. Definitely get your glasses. But our boy Trey, he got into a little bit of a science conversation with Bill Nye.
That's right. He called us a week or so ago. You guys had already slipped out the door, and I was sitting back here. I was like, all right, yeah, I'll talk to Bill Nye.
Yeah, you're a fan of his, right? You watch his Netflix show?
Watched him way back in the day, for sure. And so I got to talk to him a little bit about what he's going to be doing for the eclipse.
Get under the eclipse. Experience totality.
And how do I...
And check out the Planetary Society website, as we like to say, planetary.org.
How do I view it? Like, do I just make, like, a pinhole in a piece of cardboard? I feel like that's what I learned as, like, a little kid.
No, what you should do, buy some eclipse glasses.
Ooh, okay.
And these are sunglasses that are sufficiently dark that you can stare right at the sun. Right at the sun.
It. Okay, so
the science guy does not have the best connection.
What is he doing?
What is that?
An experiment with a Bunsen burner while he's talking to you?
he was not engaged, really. Like, it was a pretty good interview. I got 7 minutes with him, had fun talking to him, but he was doing some sort of experiment.
He sure was. Something. That's a Bunsen burner.
With I got to bitters? Talk to him. No. Just like, I don't know. Maybe he was mixing chemicals.
He was doing something, man.
But so you got set up with the glasses already, JC. That's a good way to view it. He's going to be up in Nebraska where he can see the actual totality.
In the path of totality.
Path of totality.
It's all the places across the world hitting. Yeah.
Exactly.
And so opening a bar and calling it that. The path of totality.
It's a cool name.
That is a cool name, Al.
The whole interview was great. Got to talk to him. He gardens, and apparently it was a good year for string beans.
This year was a good year for string beans.
Dang it, I didn't put out my string beans.
Yep, didn't know either.
Enthralling.
I wonder why it's a good year for string beans.
It must be a good year for cherries, too. They're so cheap right now, and they're so good. Have you gotten any?
No, not cherries, but I've had watermelon the last month, and the watermelon's been great.
Yeah, the deli's been rocking the watermelon.
Everything was going really well with Bill.
Yeah.
As I like to call him. We're on first name basis.
Until
I got to the question, I like to, on That's Debatable, the podcast that's up at kidnation.com, to ask just dumb questions debate things like, could you beat up a wolf?
We had this conversation.
JC and I had that one.
Yeah.
You guys are such
I could
boys.
Beat up a wolf.
So then I asked Bill the question that kind of got That's Debatable started back in the day. Is the Cheeto a chip?
It's not my issue.
He didn't care at all.
Yeah.
I saved the dumb questions for last, though, so the rest of the interview was really good. Yeah. He kind of bailed on that.
That's not my issue.
You should go listen to his Floyd Mayweather, Conor McGregor answer.
Did he answer it?
He did. He said that he talked for 2 minutes. It was like half of the interview. He was talking about the fight.
What'd you ask him about the fight? Who's going to win?
Yep. Who's going to win?
Who did he think?
I'm going to let you go listen to That's Debatable.
Oh, tease for That's Debatable.
.com.
Well, okay. If he's a scientist, he probably said Mayweather.
He don't play though. Yeah. I can tell you that.
Yeah.
He quit school because they had recess.
JC, how much are those glasses that you're trying to your friend's selling? Because
get OD.
Yeah.
He didn't tell me how much they were. He just asked me if we needed glasses from his wife, Ghetto J.
Let me see what they are on Amazon. Yeah. Well, I found some. They're making some fakes online, so I want to make sure that these are authentic.
She's an optometrist, glasses. So it's gonna be the real deal. Yeah.
Well, that's killer.
Yeah. So these are for real.
There's a big range in price, and I want to make sure I'm getting the best deal.
Okay.
And that they're authentic.
Yeah. How much did you look up? How much they're running, Kelly?
Well, yeah. I mean, they range from everything. You can get a 5-pack. From $40, a 10-pack from $120.
Just to look at the eclipse.
Because people are taking advantage. A 10-pack for $160, down from $199.99.
I mean, how often?
You can get them really cheap on August 22nd.
Yeah. Taking advantage.
Back to school. I'm going to school.
Man.
It's time for kids across the country to jump back on the bus.
Well done with that Bill Nye, Trey. Go check out the...
Yeah.
That's Debatable podcast for the rest of that. Let's give away this ultimate lunchbox here.
All right.
Looking for call number 23. That happens to be you, Tina.
Oh my gosh.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Oh my gosh, I'm so nervous.
Oh, don't be nervous. Here's what you are scoring. A limited edition Kid Nation lunchbox stuffed with a $400 Visa gift card for back to school shopping. Are your kids back to school yet?
No, they start Monday.
Perfect. So you can go this weekend.
How many little crumb grabbers do you have?
I've got two. They're in school.
Okay, gotcha.
Okay, how old are they?
Yes. I'm sorry?
How old are they?
12 and 13.
Oh, back to back on the kids.
Yeah, man.
We're also going to throw in some tasty cakes in there, you know, because they're pretty delicious, and they come in bite-sized pieces per pack, making it easier for your kids to share with their friends, because that's what you taught them as a good mother.
Mm.
Sharing is caring.
Spread the sweetness.
What are you going to buy with that $400, Tina?
Oh, they need everything from backpacks to binders to pencils, everything.
Those back-to-school lists are getting out of control.
It seems that way.
Yeah, even for my son who's going to start kindergarten, he has a back-to-school list with a bunch of stuff he's got to buy.
What do you need when you're in kindergarten?
Exactly.
Like crayons?
Paper, right? Paper mache, colored pencils. They need the little box for their pencils and stuff, backpacks, lunch. Index cards.
What does it need index cards for?
For studying.
I love that. I still use them.
Yeah. You know how it goes. Tina, congratulations.
Thank you so much. I've been trying to get through to y'all for 15 years, so I'm so glad to talk to you.
Oh, yay.
Did you want to ask anything in particular now that you got us?
Yeah.
This is your
yours.
Oh, gosh. No, I'm not prepared. I don't know.
Oh, it's okay. It's okay.
Yeah. We'll wait.
We'll put you on the spot.
We'll put you on hold.
We'll give you a couple years.
I have one question.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
Y'all used to do a bit, whatever happened to, past employees. Whatever happened to Taylor?
Oh, Taylor Glover.
We actually talked to her within the past year. Uh-huh. We had her call in, so, you know, you can't listen 24/7.
Right.
But she's living out in L.A.
She's engaged now.
She's engaged to be married.
Aww. Her fiancé has a really cool beard.
Oh, man, his beard goes almost down to his knees.
Yeah. And I believe she works in television still. She's a PA.
A production assistant.
For, I believe, Dr. Phil.
Oh, that is so cool. I'm sorry I missed that. Well, awesome.
Or Fox Sports, one of those two.
Yes, one of those.
Yeah.
But you can follow her, I think, on social media as Taylor Glover was her last name.
She's still there.
Just don't say the word, what's the word that she didn't like?
Tootie.
Tootie, yeah. Don't say the word tootie.
She didn't like toots.
She hates that.
She hates the word toot.
She had like
tootie.
A panic attack.
All that good stuff. Well, hold on for us, Tina. First time getting through. She's been trying. It does happen, Kid Nation. See, you just got to keep on hitting those numbers.
Yep.
We'll have another Lunchbox giveaway tomorrow around the same time. But coming up next, let's find out if you're crazy or not. Give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Jenna, what is Does That Make Me Crazy?
These are the things you do, usually alone.
Uh-huh.
And you never really think much about it until maybe someone catches you.
Yeah, you slip up and they saw you do it.
Yeah, or you're just thinking, gosh, I wonder if anyone else does this. Does this make me crazy? Like, when Wheezy's tongue sticks out, I did this last night. It gets that's my rescue pug. It's long and dry. Ew. I try and kiss it real quick.
Ew.
I just go...
That is crazy.
Yeah.
I try and kiss it before she can put it back in her mouth.
That's crazy. I'm going to go ahead and say that's crazy.
Maybe that was too much. Maybe that's one of those things like I probably shouldn't have shared
that. It's oversharing.
Okay.
Yeah, I wouldn't share that.
That could be, does that make me crazy? Does that make me lonely? A lot of things are happening here. Yeah, crazy. Crazy for sure, Jenna. See, that's what we're looking for, Kid Nation.
All right.
Those quirky things you do, we'll take your calls next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
You know, we're doing a live show and sometimes you say things that can upset people.
What do you mean? What'd you say?
When I said back to school lists are crazy with all the stuff you got to buy, which they are, and I didn't mean it as in teachers are wrong for these lists. I mean, you need these materials.
I understand. It is a lot. It is a lot.
And if we don't buy it as the parents, the teachers are the ones that have to buy it. In fact, we did a story a couple weeks ago of a teacher that was panhandling because she needed to raise money for her students so she could buy her stuff for class. Yeah, I wasn't saying you are in the wrong if you're a teacher and asking for
is a long list.
Yeah.
Especially if you have multiple kids in school.
So for that I apologize. I didn't want to sound rude to you guys.
You piss off all the teachers.
Oh yeah, I did.
You don't want to do that.
I did not want to do that.
That makes you crazy.
Yeah. I have a lot of friends that are teachers. That's not what I was trying to do. It's not my intention. You guys are heroes. I'm so sorry. I came off that way. I really do mean that. Sorry about that. But now we're off to Does That Make Me Crazy? Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT. I know it doesn't make sense, but it just is what it is.
It is what it is.
Geek-IT.
It.
There are letters on your numbers on the phone, and then you just got to spell it out.
It's all the same number. Yeah. It's just different ways to get
exactly.
to it.
Here you go. I live with my parents in a second floor loft area. There's no bathroom up here, and I'm pretty sure my house is haunted or possessed. So at night, I don't want to go downstairs. I'm too scared. I use plastic bags for everything and then discard them in the morning. Does that make me crazy?
Yes, that makes you crazy. No, you gotta be lying to us.
What's a ghost gonna do to you?
You gotta be lying
to
us.
Have you not been to the movies?
Yeah, I have, but...
Some of those ghosts are mean.
Some of them are nice. Some of them are not. Yeah, you're crazy.
Gotta be like.
Use a bottle at least. Bags. Holes in the bag.
It's right downstairs. It's your mama's house.
Yeah.
That's why you ain't got a house. Go.
They used to have bedpans for a reason.
I know.
People didn't have to go out in the middle of the night.
Sick, that's the one thing, but.
Do the ghosts, instead of saying boo, do they say poo?
That just doesn't. That's not a real common problem, I think.
What, haunted house?
No, where you have to go that much in the middle of the night.
You got to go at least number one.
not everybody. I very rarely have to get up in the to get up in the middle of the night. If it was an issue for me, I would stop drinking fluids about 6 p.m. then if it was a big issue. I don't want to get up in the middle of the night.
Start fasting at 6. This one from the text. When I see the same kind of car as mine driving down the street, I will not look at the driver. Because I'm afraid that's me from a different timeline. And if I look at myself, I'm going to mess everything up and ruin the world. Nuts. Does that make me crazy?
Yes. You're not crazy. You're nuts.
Yeah.
We learned that from Back to the Future. You can't come in contact with with that self or anybody that you're related to. Because you'll ruin the world.
It throws off the space-time continuum or something.
It sure does, Kelly. It sure does. Hey, Jennifer. Jennifer. Oh, hi.
Yes, hello.
Hey, there you are. How you doing?
I'm good.
Go ahead. Let's find out if you're crazy or not.
Yeah. Does it make me crazy that when I have to pass gas at night, I like to cover my husband up with a blanket and latch onto him?
Oh, the Dutch oven.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, that makes you rude.
Oh.
How long have you guys been married, Jennifer?
23 years.
Oh, hi. Hey.
Works for them.
She made it. Yeah, you're crazy. You're crazy.
Yeah.
I don't think that's ever been done to me by my wife.
Yeah. Thank God. Good.
Yeah.
On purpose.
Yeah. Hey. On purpose.
I would believe. If you told me she has done it, or she had done it in the past, I would believe
you. Of Kinsey, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, I don't want to put her on blast on the radio.
Oh, so she has.
I'm not going to say whether...
Lying to now saying maybe she did.
I was in Mexico when she did a bourbon contest with the girl that I was dating at the time.
Yeah.
Hey, who won?
Kenzie.
That's my girl right there. Yeah. Hey, Jamie.
Hi.
Welcome to Does That Make Me Crazy? Go ahead.
Thank you. I absolutely will not, hop in the shower. I won't wash my hands. I won't go swimming unless I know that I have lotion, on hand. If I can see it as I'm in the shower, before I get in the shower, before I wash my hands, I won't do it.
You have to lotion up after you get wet.
I absolutely have to.
Well, we talked to someone a couple weeks ago that was that way. Her hands had to have lotion at all times, and if she didn't have any, she'd spit in them because they had. You remember
we
talked to her?
Yeah.
Well, there have been times that I've been I've gotten in the shower and I've gotten out and I can't find my lotion anywhere and I've had a full on panic attack.
Yeah.
And I've had to scream at my husband and tell him he's got to bring me some lotion.
Yeah. Yeah, you're crazy. But smooth skin.
Oh, so supple.
Your skin is probably the best thing to touch. You know, I like that. All right, let's move on here. Thank you for your call. Let's go with Casey here. Al, you're going to like this one here.
Okay, come on.
Go ahead, Casey.
Okay, so every time I grab a glass out of the cabinet, I grab it and I cup my breast with it and I twist to clean the rim off before I drink out of it.
So you clean it with?
Hey, boo!
Does that make me crazy?
Well,
Yeah, but
that's cool.
I use my shirt tail to clean stuff sometimes, but
you
not
do.
My breast.
Well, try the boobs next time. Cup them with the boobs and.
Okay, that's the perfect size.
Yeah, it's perfect size. Yeah.
Well,
would you like,
depends on the size of the glass, I guess.
If you're looking for a job, I'm hiring bartenders, and you can get some great tips.
Yeah, Casey, that's cool crazy, though. We're not mad at that.
Imagine a bartender.
Stop fitting in a cup.
I guess you're just wiping off the dust. Yeah. I don't know.
What if it's a super big mug?
Yeah, it would go around.
I'd still do it.
Yeah, she still does it.
I'm just trying. Yeah. That was just personal information.
Everything is cleaned with her boobs. Yeah, when you go to Casey's house,
trying to get in Casey's
house.
How about a Dimitas?
How about a carafe?
All right.
How about a ewer?
Here's Jinx.
Oh, okay. I used to get in trouble for this all the time, so I've had to become more sneaky with it. But I used to wipe boogers on my cat. So now I've had to start hiding them behind her ears and on her tail.
You are nasty.
Now stop. Don't be rude. Just call her crazy.
Yeah, you're crazy. So your cat's walking around with walking around with
booger.
Something about Mary hair. Basically.
Yeah.
My best girlfriend used to have a roommate named Jinx with a cat.
Yeah.
You didn't live with my friend Holly, did you?
No, okay. Not Holly Jinx.
No.
Yeah, Jinx. You crazy. What's your cat's name?
Booger.
Southpaw.
Booger would have been a good one.
Booger.
Bugs.
Mucus.
Yeah. You crazy, Jinx. Congratulations. That's probably Hall of Fame crazy / gross.
Let's never bring that up again.
Who wipes it on the cat? But you know what? If anybody deserves it, it's a cat.
I'm going to erase that one out of my memory bank.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
From the Total Wireless text line here.
Yeah.
This is stemming from, does that make me crazy? Got a lot of these. I will never pet anyone else's animals ever again now. Thank you. Found out somebody
stuck boogers behind their ears.
On their cats.
What is that? I don't even know what that means. There's got to be some psychological reason for that, which makes her crazy, which is why she was calling to ask.
Exactly. And she found
out. Our opinion was that was crazy behavior.
You call, we give that to you.
Right.
I was talking to our producer, White Cheddar, after the show yesterday, and apparently our boy part-time Justin tricked Anna, who does kid TV for us, into taking a trip. Justin, would you mind coming in here real quick?
Start explaining.
Yeah, he tricked her.
Tricked her into taking a trip?
Yeah. And I think Jenna was asking Justin what he was going to be up to last weekend.
Yep.
And he lied to you as well?
He did, yeah. Justin and I had hung out the weekend before, and it was really fun. So I was like, you know, he gets me in the going out spirit. So I'm like, Justin, you want to hang out this weekend? And he's like, I'm booked all week. And I was like, okay, well, what about this weekend? And he was just like, I'm going out of town. And I was like, well, where are you going? He goes, I'm going to Austin. With who? Because I was like thinking, I wasn't going to invite myself, but maybe.
Yeah.
And he was just like, oh, with some, you don't know him, with some people
you don't know.
You don't know
them.
Turns out I knew both of the people. Because one works with us.
And the other one was just at your house
and
2 weeks ago.
And the other one was just at my house because I invite people.
Justin.
Yeah.
Well, I think he was trying to be exclusive.
Well, what happened? Look, huh?
Were you trying to be exclusive?
I wasn't trying to be exclusive. I just knew you didn't want to come and hang out with us, like, on the budget that we were on. Well, first of all, we stayed in
loud. Why is he so loud in my head?
Justin talks loud.
After what I did for you last weekend, inviting you out.
Yeah, it was so much fun. It was so much fun, but it wasn't on my schedule. I was going to go help a friend move in because he's going to college.
Funny you say that.
This is what's great.
Helping a friend move in because of going to college. A, that's very nice of you.
Uh-huh.
B,
thank you.
Did you reveal that information to the people you invited down there, like Anna?
Yeah, she kind of got invited on the fly.
Uh-huh.
So because Anna, it was going to be Anna, she's the one that revealed that you're going on this trip, right?
Yeah.
She's like, Justin, it's just Shelby and I. Yeah. I'm like, oh, really? And she goes, yeah, we're just going to Austin to hang. And she goes, and then he just told me we're actually going to move a friend in.
Yeah.
And they didn't even go to Austin. They went to San Antonio.
First.
Genius. Oh, wait.
That's genius.
They didn't get there till midnight.
Yeah, we got there so late. But everything fell according to schedule. It's supposed to happen.
What? You going to move somebody at midnight?
No, we were going to get there. He was going to move in on Saturday, so we got there on Friday.
Yeah.
You're such a champ inviting people to go on a trip under the
false pretenses.
We're going to have so much fun, and you take them to a different city to help someone move.
Definitely. And then Anna just got invited on the fly because we were with her. We're like, you want to go to Austin with us? So she showed up.
But it wasn't Austin.
Two more words after that.
Exactly. It wasn't
to move.
But it wasn't even Austin.
Well, that's true, too. Yeah.
But Austin and San Antonio are so close to each other, like 35 minutes. It was. It was
well,
that long.
Not
but
35 no. minutes.
It's about an hour and a half. I was
there this weekend, and I was able to get from San Antonio to Austin in 35 minutes.
Okay. Then
also, get this, we didn't even help our friend move. So we didn't have to do any of that.
Oh, good.
Yeah,
we
just floated the river.
Oh, you didn't help your friend move? Yeah. So what happened to him?
His mom showed up, and he showed up late. See, he showed up late to move, so we were like, well, we're already on the river.
So wait a minute. You're the guy that never has any money to do anything.
Yeah.
But you had enough money and
to go
to Austin and get a hotel and all this kind of
stuff. But it's not expensive because, like, it's a friend's driving, and we stayed at a friend's place.
Okay.
Oh, that's smart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So then, basically, it was just the gas to get there.
Why did you tell me that it was with people I don't know?
Because I was out of my mind. I didn't think that you
knew the girls.
What does that have anything to do with you telling me the truth?
8 steps.
Whether I wanted to go or not.
Because we've learned this about men.
What?
Even gay men, too.
What?
They lie to women because it's just easier.
It's easier.
Is that right?
It would have made
they lie for no reason. It's just easier.
You know how
did you pay
gone?
The water bill? Yeah. Even though
he didn't.
It's just easier. So he just... They just lie. Men lie to women because they just don't want to talk about it.
You know how
it.
That would have gone down. Oh, I'm going with Anna and Shelby. Oh,
yeah.
It's so fun.
He didn't know that in his head.
What did you think
I'm sorry. I don't. It just didn't register in my mind that you knew them. No, it's not.
I just didn't
want to
talk about
her to my house.
Yeah, I know.
She didn't want to talk about it.
She's 8 feet away from her right
now.
No,
Ann Shelby.
You don't know their last name.
Well, I can't pronounce Anna's last name.
Oh, it's so easy.
It is?
What yeah.
is?
Castillos.
Castillos?
Yeah.
All right.
Castillos.
Okay.
Of course yeah. I know her
How
last
do you
name.
Know
I
them?
Thought it was Castillos.
And Shelby Sumner.
Oh, you do know her.
Oh, hold on, Justin.
Oh, you do know her.
Justin, that is not Anna's last name.
It's Castillos, right?
Castillos.
Oh, Castillos.
See, Anna knows I know her last name. I just can't pronounce it.
Oh, okay. Got it.
You don't even know her last name.
Well, I do know Anna. I know
Whatever,
Anna,
you
so
know,
well.
That's what I get for always inviting Justin.
No, 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 and I don't want to not be invited to anything that
Well, now
you
you're not
going to
be invited.
No.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.